It is Thursday morning. We check in with the Chancellor at Ivy Tech. She's her great friend, Jenny Vaughn. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you two today?
We are busy. Keith's a little under the weather. We're trying to get him revved up, though. We've got the whiskey and the honey, the hot toddies going on.
I'll be right over.
Well, that's for me to have to deal with you. But Jenny joins us every Thursday to talk about the great things that are happening at Ivy Tech. And I thought I was losing my mind, Jenny, but I'm not. And yesterday's HT shows me I'm not losing my mind. But what a great story. Brittany Howell had it of John Paul. He's the auto collision repair instructor at the Hoosier Hills mm-hmm. Career Center. And he's like Batman during the day, or whatever the superhero does something during the day, then at night he turns into a superhero. And tell me about his connection with Ivy Tech.
Yeah, wow. It was such a great story. Thank you so much. Christy McBride, who runs the Hoosier Hills Career Center, she's a good friend and colleague with Ivy Tech. And she actually contacted me and said, hey, one of our instructors graduated with you and finished his degree in May, and he just didn't want to go to the graduation ceremony. And so I really think it's important, and he was proud of what he did and said, I really love it if you have a minute to come over and help us with the celebration to say, congratulations on finishing your associate's degree. So I went out there, and Chrissy had it all organized so that he could actually receive his diploma from me and also wear his cap as part of his regalia and turn that tassel like all of our graduates do at the ceremony from, non-graduate to graduate. And we did the full ceremony. It was really fun. The students got to see him do that. And, it was really just really awesome and very touching. The kids really, really love this teacher, Mr. John Paul. And John was taking classes part-time while he was teaching at Hoosier Hills. He teaches a lot of dual credit classes, so that's why he was taking classes at Ivy Tech for free, because our employees get fee remission to take classes. And so pretty cool. He received his associate degree in liberal arts and took advantage of that opportunity. And it was awesome with the kids, because the kids were so proud of him. All of them went up to him after, shook his hand, but many hugged him and said congratulations. And it was just very cool. For a mentor to show students that, he did it too while they were doing courses.
Yeah,
well.
Score one for the old guys, right? There we go.
That's See, right. You, it was
you,
awesome.
You young kids got all the energy and you're flexible and all that other stuff. So, look at us. Yeah, the old folks can go back and do it. Anybody can do it.
That's exactly right. I mean,
Jenny, it looked like it took him about 4 or 5 years to do that, but he did it. That's the important thing.
That's right. He stuck to it, took a couple at a time, took what he could do. Based on his life and what's going on and full-time working and all of that. And so it was really cool. Great, great, great story.
That is a great story. And, again, mm-hmm. practicing what you preach, that has to inspire the students to mm-hmm. to what level? Because you can talk. Mm-hmm. We're gonna hear a lot in the next couple of days, and rightfully so. We talked about this last night about how Bill Mallory is a little bit more than just a football coach,
right?
And this gentleman is just a little bit more than a teacher, because to juggle that, to show you how to balance your life, and what a role model! That's an outstanding story.
It really, really is.
Jenny, one of the things I want to talk to you about, because there's something we have called graduation coaches, and let me find out right off the top: do you pay for those coaches to be in the schools?
We do not pay for those coaches in the schools. It's actually a pilot program that we've done for 2 years alongside with partnering with the ROI, so the Regional Opportunity Initiatives, they received the Lilly Grant to be able to do some things to kind of help our communities and the citizens in the various communities that we serve. So, no, Ivy Tech does not pay directly, but we do support it in that we hire the grad coaches.
Right.
We supervise them, we train them, they even come to our campus often, for updates on different degree programs and all of that. But this has been a 2-year pilot program. It ended now that the school year, but we're going to keep this program for one more year. We've got a lot of good data year one and year two on how this program is really affecting students. They're graduating and they're coming to school, they're finishing high school. That's the whole point of this program, is basically we want these students who are at high risk,
right,
super
that's
high
the
risk
catch.
Of not, right,
that, you know, these are at-risk students, and you're keeping them, and they're going on to college. Brag about that. Cool. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, we're helping them decide whether college is the right choice for them, and what college is the right choice. Is it Ivy Tech? Is it Oakland University? Is it Vincennes University? Is it IU? What's the best thing for you? And then there's some that actually want to go straight into the workforce. So we're really helping those students map out and plan their lives after high school. First, let's get graduated. Second, what's your plan? So it's been really, really great. You know, our coaches have done lots of interesting things outside of coaching with their students. They're going out on industry tours, which, you know, one of which included French Lick, where they learned all kinds of things about what the knowledge and skills and abilities were needed for an entry-level position at French Lick. And so then they can tell their students what that's like, or take their student there to show them, you know, this is what the work environment. So it's just really been incredible. We're really excited about continuing the program in 5 schools this next academic year, and hoping to extend it even, you know, later if that's possible. But we're really excited about the program.
Ivy Tech Chancellor Jenny Vaughn is our guest this morning. She checks in every Thursday just after 7:35. And I see the big duster there in the corner. I see the streamers, the balloons. You guys are getting ready for a party tonight, a little hosting of a graduation celebration.
That's right. We are very honored and proud to be able to host 2 different high school graduations. So the graduation school ceremony is tonight, and both ceremonies, tomorrow's the academy. Both ceremonies take place on our campus, free parking, Shreve Hall, large, beautiful space. They can have their receptions following the ceremonies. And, you know, we were asked, you know, hey, could we maybe use this last year, I think it was. And, you know, we'd really like to try it and see what it's like. And everybody fell in love with it, the administration, the students. And it was like, you know, we're partners in education with our with MCCSC and our other school corporations around in the community. And, you know, this just makes sense. They should come to our campus. We give them the space free, and it's just a win-win for everybody. So graduation school, graduation tonight, and the academy graduation is tomorrow, Friday.
Now, Jenny, are you ready for Monday?
I think we are all ready to rock and roll.
Wait a second.
On Monday.
Who says they're ever ready for Monday? You must have a new semester starting.
That's right. Always fun to start, kick off a new semester. So our summer 8-week semester starts on Monday. You know, even I was telling Keith earlier yesterday, going through the lobby and stuff, I know there were so many people still enrolling. So it is still okay to enroll for next week's summer classes. Many of those students were guest students, so they were either a full-time student at IU or Ball State or ISU or wherever. Maybe they live here in Bloomington, so they're picking up classes to help complement their own degree at their own home school. And it was packed yesterday, so I'm excited about Monday. There should be lots of things going on, and the team, the staff is ready as well to get the summer term up and running.
Now, my compliments to you, because yesterday Doug Maddock and his crew moved a baby grand piano into the commons area so we can have lunch and music.
Holgi Carmichael, yeah. Going to sit down and belt out a few bars there? That's nice.
It's pretty cool. You know, we were able to acquire another baby grand for the Waldron, and so the one that they had at the Waldron, and we're like, well, what could we do with this? You know, we have music classes on main campus and some other things, but we thought, what, you know the story about the city receiving that piano, and they have it at the bus station, the bus depot.
Yes.
And we were just kind of chatting about that, and then the next thing you know, it's like, yeah, this would look really pretty. And so we're really excited about that. Susie Graham, Doug Maddock, and Doug Giles had a big part in all of that, and appreciate their hard work. And, yeah, so the baby grand is there for everybody to share and, you know, get on the piano and play a few keys and enjoy it.
I can listen to music, but that's about as far as I go.
Now I'll play chopsticks for you.
The baby grand piano, so that suggests there's a grand piano. I've heard of both of those.
Big room.
Is that just tremendously larger?
Yes.
So thankfully, Doug just had a baby grand piano to take care of.
Yeah, that's right.
And it
that's
won't
right.
grow up.
It won't grow up if we feed it and take it outside? No. Oh, well, that's good, because that was worrying there. Jenny, we know the semester is going to start on Monday. Do people still have time to get together if they said, hey, I was inspired by the story in the HT about the Hoosier Hills Career Center. Is there time to get in for for the summer, or should you take your time, get with a counselor, and meet for next fall? Or can you assess both of those situations?
You know, we can assess those situations really quickly. It's really up to the individual, but it's never too late to come in and at least talk to somebody. You know, if you want to start next week, we can get you going. We can get you enrolled. We can help you with any financial aid that you have, any documents, any applications, all of those things. And maybe as you're speaking with an advisor or counselor, you realize that maybe I should plan out what I'm going to do exactly in the fall. Because you might have, you know, if you're working full-time, you might have babysitting needs and other things for your family and just getting those things planned. But if you want to rock and roll, get started Monday, we're here for you. If you want to start in August, we are here for you. All of our team, they're fantastic, and they'll really listen, you know, to your individual needs and see what we can do to get you started on your path to a degree.
All right, hostess, you've got a busy today, tomorrow, and Monday. You should get some sleep, get some rest, and make sure that the crew's on their toes ready to go. But I know they will be, so we'll have plenty to talk about next Thursday.
It will be great. And I just want to do a quick shout out to all the Chamber Web Award winners. Lots of great women winning that Women Excel in Business tonight. And just proud of everybody. They're all my colleagues. Just proud of them all. So congratulations, everybody.
6:30 tonight, Indiana University, right. Hanke Hall of Champions. I'm sorry, 4 to 6:30 tonight. So you've got a little afternoon time to do that. Jim Inman and the gang at the Chamber of Commerce helping out with that. Lisa Abbott, Amanda Burnham, Kyla Cox-Decker, Jane Cooper-Smith, Christy McBride, Doris Sims, and Lori Burns-McRobbie. That's an all-star lineup. It's only missing Jenny Vaughn. It's the only thing it's missing from that lineup. Designated hitter.
Love it.
We got to get you in there. All right, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, congratulations. Thanks. Bye.